Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Rima Raman of the Capital Newspapers. Rima's been doing some work recently on campaign fundraising, checking in on the so-called mother's milk of politics, which is important in Anne Arundel County, just like it is everywhere else. And the interest here is to see how Laura Newman, the new, still new county executive, is doing in this regard. And Rima, what have you found?
Well, I have found that in the past 6 months, when she began fundraising to keep her seat as county executive, in terms of individual contributions, she's been able to raise about $270,000. And that's comparable to Delegate Steve Shue, who is the other Republican in this race, who's also been able to raise that same amount in 2013 alone. But Delegate Shue also has been raising since January 2011, and he says since then he's been able to raise more than $1.2 million in the last 3 years.
So he has obviously a substantial lead in cash on hand, but Rima, it appears that the campaign, the Newman campaign, is saying yes. The other guy has a lead, but we're the new kid on the block.
They appear to be undeterred by the amount of money that Shu has been able to raise and also spend. He has three times as much money in the bank as both County Executive Newman and also Miss Joanna Conte, who's the Democratic candidate. But they appear to be very pleased by the amount that they've been able to raise in just the past 6 months.
Is there any polling available in this contest that's still coming together?
There hasn't been any significant polling done. Any sort of unofficial surveys or polling show that they both have a lot of support. And it could come down to being a very close race, because I think that they're both popular, probably for different reasons. Delegate Shue is very well known in the Republican Party. He has a lot of endorsements by current and former Republican lawmakers. But County Executive Newman is also very popular in the county, and she has an advantage of being the incumbent.
Yes, I mean, he has some name recognition advantage probably, or did have at the beginning of all this, but she's the county executive. She makes news all the time, so people are getting to know her for sure.
She's always out there meeting people and announcing things and doing things while at the same time also campaigning for this race, whereas Delegate Shue, he's only got the next 3 months to show what he can do in the state legislature.
And also, she can raise money during the session, and he cannot. So, you know.
Well, he can, because he's not running for a state office. He's running for a local office. So he is, in fact, able to fundraise during the session.
Rima, thank you so much. It's been good talking with you. We'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
For Rima Raman, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.